Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
In previous years, portions of eastern Nebraska have seen significant numbers of fall armyworm caterpillars feeding on alfalfa, brome regrowth in pastures, and newly seeded small grain crops such as wheat, triticale, and rye. While reports of armyworm damage have not been received so far this year, it is a good idea to keep an eye out for this insect. Fall armyworm caterpillars can be distinguished from other lepidopterans by markings on the head that resemble an inverted Y and four spots on the last abdominal segment that form a square. This insect does not overwinter in Nebraska, but rather migrates north from Texas, Florida, and Mexico when populations build up in late summer. Once caterpillars are 3/4 inch, they can do considerable damage in a few days. Because of this, it is important to scout fields and pastures in the early morning and late afternoon when caterpillars are most active to spot them when they are small. A reasonable treatment threshold is finding 3 or more caterpillars per square foot within a field or pasture. The application of a pyrethroid insecticide, given the larvae are smaller than 3/4 inch, will provide adequate control. For forage crops, be sure to check the grazing restriction and post-harvest interval. Keep in mind, caterpillars 3/4 inch or longer are close to maturity and can be harder to control with an insecticide. Fall armyworm feeding declines with cooler temperatures, and the adult moths eventually migrate south. In the meantime, plan to keep an eye on your pastures and newly seeded fields for any sign of infestation. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Crops and Water Educator Samantha Daniel.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.